This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. It's been 1 week since the Club Q shooting left 5 people dead in Colorado Springs. In Grand Junction, the LGBTQ community is holding a vigil for victims tonight. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
A vigil will be held at Charlie Dwellington's. The city's unofficial gay bar frequently hosts LGBTQ-friendly events. Lifelong Western Slope resident and queer community organizer Caleb Ferganchik says vigils are not enough.
I hope that, like, we find the space to mourn, but I also hope that, like, in that space to mourn, we find the capacity to mobilize and organize and actually do something.
Ferganchik says the LGBT community has grown in Grand Junction over the last decade, but the threat of violence remains in the back of many people's minds because they are located in a rural community. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A University of Colorado researcher wants to understand why people who report feeling lonely are at a much higher risk for dementia. Dr. Rebecca Mullen received a grant from the Alzheimer's Association to study the link. She says there's more interest since the pandemic increased social isolation, especially among older Americans. Dr. Mullen says her goal is to find ways to help people stay connected and mentally sharp. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, it's 30 degrees, Grand Junction 23, Gunnison 4. It's 7:06.